What would you give to increase sales by 8% at your restaurant? Restaurants leveraging the power of Yelp Guest Manager paired with Yelp Ads enjoy up to an 8% monthly lift in diner bookings through Yelp. It makes sense, right? Millions of people use Yelp every day to find restaurants, and they're using that same trusted platform to book reservations and add themselves to wait lists. Your restaurant could be busier today. To learn more, visit restaurants.yelp.com/podcast or call 877-571-9357 and quote podcast. Yelp internal data 2021. Based on average results from a sample study of restaurants with guest manager that purchased Yelp ads between April and July 2021 in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City. Results may vary. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Jamie Oikle, the brains behind runningrestaurants.com, we're unpacking the tactics, tools, and strategies used by million-dollar marketing agencies to improve your restaurant. Join us daily to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about how the power of birthday marketing can boost sales and loyalty. Preach to me, Jamie. This is one of my favorite topics.
All right. Well, it's because it's a no-brainer, right? It is a no-brainer topic. It's the biggest missed opportunity that restaurants have going for them. Okay. Everybody has a birthday. Surprise. Everybody likes getting stuff on their birthday. Everybody likes celebrating their birthday. When folks go to a restaurant, do they spend less on their birthday or more on their birthday? Silly question, right? So we spend more. We spend dramatically more when we go out dining. We bring, instead of two people, we bring four, we bring eight, we bring 20. We have an outing, we got balloons, all that stuff. Our elasticity, our wallet gets bigger. We don't care about an extra beer, an extra wine, an extra dessert, and so forth. So it is the number one thing you want to see in your restaurant. All right. So, I mean, I'm saying things that most people understand and yet they don't do. How do I know they don't do them? Because I just talked about this a few months ago on our podcast, and I interviewed a guy and we talked about it. And I happened to be on my birthday the week before. So I went into my email box and I showed people on my screen what happened on my birthday. And I got like 12 things related to my birthday. But you know what? It was my dentist saying, hey, smile, it's your birthday. It was my bank. It was my car dealership saying, hey, you know, of course they want, but it, like one restaurant. Okay. I got 12 emails, one restaurant. One was Topgolf, two of them because they invited me back. And somebody, anyway, the point was people are not doing it. They suck at it. It's the biggest frustration around. I got some more points on it, but I'm going to let you talk about it a little bit.
I think that one of my secrets to success as a restaurateur was really being able to get inside the mind of my guest. And I did that because I am incredibly ordinary. I find that I like what other people like. What I enjoy, most people enjoy, and what I detest, most people detest. So if I marketed to myself, I knew that I was doing a really good job. And one of the things that I think is true of most people around their birthdays is they're wrought with anxiety. Maybe not to a severe degree, but like, what are you going to do on your birthday? Like people ask, right? A week leading up to your birthday, 2 weeks, what are you doing for your birthday? What are you doing for your birthday? And like, that was always my thing. And it was always a point of contention for me. So what I started doing for my patrons is via email and then through Facebook, because you get clarity into everybody's birthday on Facebook. So I just sent one line. I sent it about a month before their birthday. And I said, hey, I see your birthday's coming up. What are you doing for your birthday? And it wasn't, I'm trying to invite you to this. Hey, would love to give you a free dessert if you choose to spend your time with us on your birthday. I just said, hey, what are you doing for your birthday? And I was so far out. I was like a month out. Nobody had any plans, but we're not doing anything. I don't know yet. So I'd say, well, you know, I'd love to host your birthday party. And then that was it. I didn't give any details or anything. I'd love to host your birthday party. What do you think of that? And look, it eliminates all of the anxiety. It eliminates all the friction from the decision. Well, this guy owns a bar in Hollywood or a fine dining restaurant in downtown LA, and he wants to host my birthday party. He's probably pretty good at it. And how special do I feel that he offered to do that for me? And I say, well, okay, how many people do you want to have, right? Do you want it to be super formal and fancy, or do you want it to be light and carefree? Do you want a table? You know, we could do a round of shots for everybody. We could do this. We can do that. Do you want balloons? We cornered the market on birthdays, right? Because we led with authentic communication. And because we were asking before everyone, and we didn't just give, right? Here's a free cake or like, here's a free table. It was never about free. It was just, what are you into? What are you doing? What are you concerned about? And we scratch an itch that most people had, whether they realized it or not.
Yeah, on the birthday side, you're doing it actually absolutely right. Just inviting them in is step one. A lot of times it does take a gift. It does take an incentive depending on your place, right? And so how are you doing that? How are you conveying that? And one of the things that the program that we work with does is, oh my gosh, an actual postcard lands in the mail that says, happy birthday, come on in. And it doesn't say just come in today on the day of your birthday, come in for that month, right? And this is, again, nothing that nobody hasn't heard before, but give them that birthday month, make it a strong offer. A lot of times a free meal is a very strong offer because you know they're coming in with 4, 5, 6, 8, 20 people. You know it's part of the lifetime value equation of the customer, so it's a big deal. You know they're going to get the extra profitable stuff like the alcohol and so forth. So it's a big deal. Whenever I think about it, and this came up in the podcast that we did, it was, oh, this is for the steakhouses, right? This is for the upscale places. This is for the seafood fancy places. And that's the first thing you think about, right? Your big fancy birthday dinner. But you know what, Josh? I also like got to get a sub one day this month. It's my birthday. And I get pizza for the kids on another night. And, you know, and I also go to that place. So every single restaurant concept can benefit from the idea of giving a birthday gift and having that be part of their marketing. I think that's a pretty fair statement. What do you think?
100%. At the end of the day, people want to be seen. If they're having a great time in your restaurant, it's because they feel seen. They feel like their needs are being met. Their individual needs are being met. And I think it's the same with birthdays, right? Recognizing the day of somebody's birth is not an insignificant thing. And again, even if it's just a postcard, if that's your best effort, think about how many restaurants they dined in over the last 364 days. Think about how many postcards they probably got in the mail or how many emails they received from the restaurants that they patronized, the hundreds of restaurants they patronized over the year. It sets you apart because, again, they feel seen.
Yeah, well, that's the exact point that we kind of started on and we left with is it's not happening enough. And so when it does happen, it does feel special. I shared my email inbox story. One restaurant hit me and I wasn't going to go there. But what if you were the restaurant that sent me a postcard and invited me? What if you were that one person that I went to on my birthday and I opened it up? That's really a meaningful experience. And if you have that, now you have that data, it carries over to the next special occasion, to Mother's Day, to Father's Day, to the New Year's and Christmas and so forth. So you have the data. You got a few big, big touch points each year, but birthday is a no-brainer, man. Got to do it.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.